This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. A properly installed, correctly used wood burning appliance should be smoke-free. If you see or smell smoke, that means you may have a problem. When your wood burning appliance is properly installed, building an effective fire requires good firewood and good fire building practices. Season wood outdoors through the summer for at least 6 months before burning it. Properly seasoned wood is darker, has cracks in the end grain, and sounds hollow when smacked against another piece of wood. Wood burns best when the moisture content is less than 20%. You can purchase a wood moisture meter to test the moisture content of your wood before you burn it. Store wood outdoors, stacked neatly off the ground with the top covered. Burn only dry wood, well-seasoned wood that has been split properly. Start fires with newspaper and dry kindling, or consider having a professional install a natural gas or propane log lighter in your open fireplace. Never burn household garbage or cardboard, plastics, foam, and the colored ink on magazines, boxes, and wrappers. Produce harmful chemicals when burned. They may also damage your wood-burning appliance. If you burn wood in your home, even occasionally, EPA recommends you install a smoke alarm to alert you and your family in the event of a fire. BurnWise is a partnership program of the U.S. EPA that emphasizes the importance of burning the right wood the right way in the right wood-burning appliance to protect your home, health, and the air we breathe. More information at www.epa.gov/burnwise/index. On our calendar, enjoy a walk through Pattison Park and experience every step of the process as maple sap is turned into syrup. Meet at the Sugar Shack in the Pattison Lodge parking lot, February 15th, 1 p.m. More information at parks.claremontcountyohio.gov. Earth Calendar archives are at wnku.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.